Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. Office masturbation, one of Miss Mandy's favorite topics. One of my favorite things is thinking about you stroker boys out there, all addicted to me, taking your iPods to work with you that you've downloaded my office masturbations onto, going into your closet at work, into your men's room, the supply closet, I mean, one of those places where you have a little downtime when no one's looking. I mean, what are your office fantasies, really? Do you fantasize about getting caught? Well, I certainly hope that's not the case, because I'm against any one of you getting caught at work. So if you do, that's on your head. Is it about your secretary watching you masturbate? Would you like me to watch you masturbate? Would you like me to sit on your desk, cross my legs and show you my legs and have you stroke while I stare at your raging hard-on? Bet you would like that, wouldn't you, stroker boy? Do you have a darker fantasy? Do you want me to be your boss and make you masturbate at work? Or else I'll fire you. I could do that. Go on, take it out. Right now. You've been a bad boy and I'm going to make you do it while I watch. Expose that dick for me, stroker boy. Better yet, could it be Mistress Mandy showing up after work in your office? Telling you now is the time. Drop those pants and get on your knees and suck my strap on. Would you like that at the office, office stroker boy? I think you should buy your office masturbatrix a nice gift for making you masturbate for her. Go check out my wish list and send me something. Then call me from work and say, Miss Mandy, your tribute has arrived, and I need to serve you. I need to masturbate for you at the office. I'll make you jack off for me. You would like that, wouldn't you? Stroking for Miss Mandy? You just dial my number at 1-877-732-6360 and stroke for me. Stroke for Miss Mandy. I'll own your cock. Is your cock going to be hard all day at work thinking about it? Are you going to hear this and rush to the office and sit there with your hand between your legs under the desk trying to suppress that raging hard-on thinking about masturbating for me at work like you usually do? I know you guys jack off at work. Especially you guys who have your offices at home now. Isn't that the life? I mean, I get guys that leave lunchtime and sit in their cars and jack off for me. Are you going to be my office masturbator? I hope so. Miss Mandy loves it when you jack off at work. Are you addicted to me? Are you addicted to Miss Mandy? Oh, jack off for me at work tomorrow and think about me. Say, TGIF, Miss Mandy. I'm jacking off just for you. Bye-bye and have a great weekend. Hope I talk to you.